Welcome back to His Time. I'm Andy Bates. A special segment this morning, a special anniversary celebrating this week. Joining me by phone this morning, Peter Reske, Senior Editor of Music at Concordia Publishing House. Peter, welcome to His Time.
Hi, Andy. Thanks for having me. It's really good to be here.
Glad to have you as my guest this morning. We're celebrating a special anniversary in our church body today. What is that anniversary?
Well, it is a significant day. And we are looking at the anniversary of our hymnal, Lutheran Service Book. So our hymnal was officially released on August 1st of 2006. And throughout the fall of 2006, churches were purchasing the hymnal. Mm-hmm. And we had workshops across the U.S. and Canada where people were learning to use the hymnal. And there were some 25,000 people in attendance at these workshops.
I was one of those.
Yeah, I was one of those myself, yeah. And then we were encouraging everyone to have the hymnal and be using it by the first Sunday in Advent. So when we realized that the 10th anniversary was coming up, we kind of thought, well, what day should we put on it? You know, if we're going to celebrate this birthday, should it be the release date? Should it be the first Sunday in Advent? And we decided for the 10th anniversary, we would choose, sort of arbitrarily, October 10th, 10-10.
10, yeah.
Yeah, and that's today.
Well, very good. Well, very good. And it's hard to believe that it's been 10 years that we've been using Lutheran Service Book.
Yeah, it's that 10 years has come and gone very quickly.
But it's been, I know in my home and where I've worshipped, it's been received. There are a lot of great new resources all compiled into one place, I think, in Lutheran Service Book. How do you think it's been received among congregations in the LCMS?
Yeah, there are a couple ways of looking at that. So even before the book was in print, we started seeing a huge number of pre-orders, and that was really encouraging. And to date, we have sold over 1.1 million copies. And by our best measures, it's been adopted by slightly more than 85% of our congregations. And that's really staggering when you consider that the hymnal we were using as a church body before that, Lutheran Worship, only reached 60, maybe 65%. So just in 10 years to reach that high is really quite a remarkable thing. And then another way of measuring that, and this is much less scientific, you hear people talking about the hymnal. And in the past, we might talk about the red hymnal, right, or the blue hymnal. Mm-hmm. Lutheran Service Book has become the hymnal. And like I said, it's much harder to measure, but we hear a lot of that, and this sense of ownership, this sense of this is our hymnal, this is our children's hymnal.
Yeah, this is something that I think will pass on from generation to generation, as we've done with hymnals in the past. But I think this one brings together a number of things that we've not seen in our more recent past. I love the resources in the front of the hymnal. First, I love that the psalms are in the front. It's a little bit easier to follow number-wise or page-wise doing that. I think the layout was quite helpful in that. But the prayers included at the beginning and the orders for prayer, especially for daily prayer for families and for individuals, that's very helpful as well in the front of the hymnal. The small catechism, all of those resources, right, packed right into the front of the hymnal. And then obviously the wealth of hymnody in this hymnal. Some favorite hymns that you have in Lutheran Service Book. What are some of your favorite hymns?
Oh, some of my favorites. Well, that's a tough question. So there are 636 hymns in this pew edition. And as you said, we really did. There's a lot packed under these covers. Before I answer what my favorite hymns are, I'd like to suggest maybe a few that in the last 10 years or so we have learned are favorites or have mm-hmm. become favorites. So there are definitely some of the standards. Lift High the Cross.
Sure.
Amazing Grace. And we've done some very informal, non-scientific surveys on Facebook and Twitter. And some other Lutheran favorites include O Lord, We Praise Thee, Luther's communion hymn, and Savior of the Nations Come. But two that are among my personal favorites, and these are new with Lutheran Service Book, they're among my personal favorites, and I think have become favorites of others as well, include God's Own Child, I Gladly Say mm-hmm. It, and We Praise You and Acknowledge You, O God, Stephen Starkey's hymn on the Te Deum. Those have become favorites, I think, for myself and for many others.
Absolutely. Now, you mentioned in the Pew edition, there are a handful of editions of Lutheran Service Book. I mean, there's obviously the Pew edition. Most recently, the electronic or Kindle edition that you can download on your tablet or electronic device so that you can carry it with you anywhere that you're carrying your electronic device. You know, having it on my Kindle edition means, or on my Kindle, is that I can have it even on my phone, which I have with me at all times.
That's right. Wherever you go, you can have your hymnal with you. And even 10 years ago, when this book came out, that would have been a little bit hard to imagine. But 10 years later, you've got your hymnal in your pocket.
Yeah, I've used it on a tablet a number of times as well, just because I usually carry that with me as well, and that's a little bit easier to read than on my phone. But
right.
But it's certainly nice to be able to have that with me, because I almost always have my tablet with me. I guess I should always carry my hymnal with me, but it's a little bit easier to carry a tablet with me. And some other editions that Lutheran Service Builder that came out the same time as the Pew edition, I believe, and so that pastors and congregations could utilize that in preparing for services for Sunday mornings.
Yeah, that's right. Lutheran Service Builder came out at the same time as the hymnal, and our team here is hard at work on version 3.0, and this is a significant new version of Lutheran Service Builder that will be entirely on the web.
Wow.
So if you are a Mac user or PC user, doesn't matter. It's all right there on the web. And we're hard at work on that and very excited about that. Looking forward to it.
The some other editions that have come out since then as well, not too long after that, the guitar edition for the hymns was a nice but probably little known edition that's been made available, and that's in a nice large spiral bound set, a two-volume set, and very handy for retreats and places like that.
Yeah, that was something that we had not had with any of our previous hymnals, and this guitar chord edition is very handy for when you're away from the sanctuary, or when you're using instruments like guitar mm-hmm. or even playing piano by chord. You can do
true,
that.
True. Yeah.
Book. Yeah. So it's like you said, for retreats or in the classroom at camp, and also in the sanctuary or even at home. It's a very useful book.
And most recently, I noticed that even the liturgies were made available in guitar edition as well.
Yeah, that's right. So with the printed book that had all of the hymns, but that book didn't include the liturgies, and people had been asking about the liturgies as mm-hmm. well. So we provided chords for that, and that's available as a download.
So it really is a very flexible or a hymnal that can be used in a variety of ways, whether it's on Sunday mornings or in a number of settings. Musically, it's accommodating as well.
Yeah, we are always hoping that people are using their hymnals and making them their own mm-hmm. on Sunday mornings, in the classroom, at Sunday school, at home, as part of your morning devotions, the family gathered around the table. Anywhere and everywhere you go, we want people using your hymnal. It's full of so many wonderful things that point to God and his mercies and the work he has done through Christ, lots of reasons to be using that book and be using it frequently.
Absolutely. Now, is there a pocket edition of this? This one seems awfully large to have as a pocket edition.
Well, we have what we call the gift edition.
Aha.
It is slightly smaller, and it has soft bonded leather covers. But
it wouldn't fit in your pocket, though.
Yeah, you would need pretty big pockets to fit it in there, right?
Bring back the cargo shorts, huh?
Yeah.
Well, it certainly is something that's very accessible, can be used by anyone. It's a great resource for families to use at home for family prayer, family devotions, for individuals as well. And I am very grateful for it and glad that we have it, certainly using it with our family. Now, in our family, with a young one, we're also using My First Hymnal, which has been a great resource and I think well prepares our child to transition to Lutheran service book quite easily.
Yeah, My First Hymnal was designed specifically to do that. It's, you know, kind of that stepping stone into Lutheran service book. So the hymns you find in My First Hymnal are also in Lutheran service book, and the illustrations there, that the colors of the church year, all of those things tie together to make a really easy, natural step up into the hymnal.
Now, I understand in celebration of this 10th anniversary today, a special announcement coming up on Facebook around 9:30 today. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. So this morning, starting around 9 a.m., so very soon, we will be live streaming some favorite hymns from the hymnal. And around 9:30, we're going to have a few surprises.
Surprises. All right. Can you give us any clues without getting in trouble?
Not without getting in trouble.
So on Facebook, look for Concordia Publishing House. Look for their Facebook Live today, starting in just a few minutes here. Look for Concordia Publishing House and some hymns, as well as an announcement coming up at 9:30. Now, what's your all-time favorite? Can I ask you that, or will that get you in trouble too, if you have a favorite hymn in Lutheran service book?
My all-time favorite. It won't get me in trouble. well, you see, I edited the hymnal, so I'm intimately familiar with all of the hymns. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of like asking which is your favorite child. and it might be easier to say which is my least favorite. But I'm not going to do that either.
All right. Well, I won't corner you on that and make you choose your favorite child. I am looking forward particularly to the upcoming seasons of Advent and Christmas. Wonderful hymns in there. One of my favorites from Christmas is Once in Royal David City. I'm so glad that was included in this hymnal as well, in Lutheran service book.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the same without it. And there are so many other favorites. And we've heard people say that. We're so glad that this favorite is here. I had sung it since I was a child. In a way, it wouldn't be my hymnal if this particular hymn weren't there.
Well, Peter, it's a joy to talk with you today, and thanks for all your work on Lutheran Service Book. And I know there were many other people who were involved in this project. It was quite a big project, a labor of love for many, and I'm very grateful for those who put so much time and sweat and even tears into this project.
Yes, across the Synod, we had a really wonderful team, and it was a joy.
Thank you so much. Peter Reske, Senior Editor of Music, Concordia Publishing House, on the 10th anniversary of Lutheran Service Book. Follow on Facebook, Concordia Publishing House, here in just a moment. Thanks so much, Peter.
Yep, great to be here. Thank you.